This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, we're back, maybe. Why is it red?
I'm Joe Mancini, host of The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can't hear anything. Well, I guess I hear something now. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Lots going on, lots happening out there in the news, and I was talking about this earlier with a couple of people. If you want to find out more about the show, when we're on, what we're doing, what's happening, you can head over to TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. But Trump is talking about freezing over, you know, funding for the World Health Organization. Anybody hear about that? Anybody? Can we get an applause for that finally? That would be really cool. Wouldn't it be for once that we stop giving money to these organizations that lie to us, that hate us, and that are in the pocket of China? Even the World Health Organization actually believed everything China told them and put that out there for the world to hear and step out on. And then the virus takes off, and then what? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. As I always say, part of the solution, because you got to be. Right? And the only way you do that is you get informed. So whether you get the information from me or someone, I wish you get it from me. Whether you get it from me or somebody else, you need to get it from someone, somehow, some ways. All right. So let's get to it. So Trump has decided, President Trump is looking to freeze the money that he's giving the World Health Organization. I don't think that's a problem. Anybody else? Now Trump says the U.S. may put a very... What else are we going to put a weak one on? Very powerful hold on funding to the World Health Organization. Right? He signaled on Tuesday that really, when it comes to what they've done, and I don't think it should just be the World Health Organization. I think he should do it to the World Health Organization. I think he should do it to the United Nations. I think he should do it to NATO. I think if these groups aren't doing what they were supposed to be doing, what they were put together to do, whoosh, gone. That would be my attitude. And he lashed out at them, or lashed out at the World Health Organization, because, you know, this is, they've become China-centric, in his words. Now, he was tweeting earlier in the day, he was complaining. This is, the WHO has been wrong about a lot of things. He's been critical of the WHO before. And he's right. They have been. Remember, I mean, we played the clips the other day. I thought they came out and said there were no issues, there were no problems, nothing to worry about, nothing to see here. That China had assured them that they had everything under control. How'd that make you feel? Good? Now, Trump explained himself a little better when he was questioned in a statement by members of the press. Now, saying that he was going to look into cut off funding to WHO and deny it, and he said, yeah, okay, not quite. Now, WHO has praised China for its transparency on the virus, right? These guys. You know, they're either liars or just extremely stupid people. I don't think they're extremely stupid people. Even though there's reason to believe that more did die than of COVID-19 than the country's official tally. It's true. There is no way. I did the numbers the other night. There's no way that China, you know, is down below Italy. Right? It's not going to happen. They've got 1.5 billion people. You're going to tell me all they had was 4,000 deaths or something like that? A little over 3,000? I don't know if some of you know this, but it's a, we, the United States, we're the single largest contributor to WHO. I don't know why, but we are. I don't know why China isn't. They've got more people than we do, don't they? The most recent invoice from WHO to the United States, which is one of many countries that fund the organization, was for around $116 million. We do pay them about $115, $116 million a year. We also donate, you ready for this? You make your blood boil. We donate another 100, right? Oh, well, 100 to 400 million a year. This is for specific projects, things that they have going on that they need help with, that we're in agreement with. So technically, we give them $500 million a year. Right? We are number one. And who do they believe? They believe China. Who do they praise? They praise China. They know the numbers are wrong. They even alluded to it in some of their early comments. Right? And again, when you look at over $500 million to WHO, it's one quarter of the organization's yearly budget. One quarter. The whole budget for 2016-17, WHO's budget was $4 billion. How many other countries are there? How many other countries are paying into this? Now, the president's main gripe with WHO was in late January that, you know, basically they were not for these travel bans. And now they may have had a change of heart, huh? Travel bans to affected areas and denial of entry to passengers coming from affected areas are usually not effective in preventing the importation of coronavirus cases. Instead, could have a significant economic and social impact. Yeah, we needed them for that? Seriously? Maybe Brad Dacus can help me figure out some of these things that are going on. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dacus joins us after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Being part of the solution, actually, if you want to get down to brass tacks, as they say. And let me just bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. There's a lot going on out there, a lot happening. And when it comes to just simply, the simple one, which is, do churches have a right to have service or to give things out or to partake of? I mean, we were just, Brad, I'll let you speak in a second. We were just talking about how some churches are complaining now that why aren't they considered a necessary organization, right? Having an essential function. There are a lot of people that pull their strength from God's word, pull their strength from their pastors, pull their strength from their physical church. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, certainly. And I would say that, first off, we have a number of states, 12 states, that do recognize that. that essential aspect of and role that churches play, be able to congregate together to whether communion, confession, or worship, instruction. So that's really important. And as this thing carries on, and if it's not eased up, as this virus starts to go down, states like California and New York and some of the more rigid states in terms of their restrictions are going to find themselves in more of a difficult situation to defend it, these kind of policies. So we're, you know, time is the more time that goes by, and the existence of other states that are allowing religious and religious gatherings to continue, the stronger the position will be to be able to challenge these restrictions. Right now, I think, you know, that it's very wise, I will say, for churches and synagogues to respect those restrictions because of the existing facts we have right now. But they can still be unreasonable, like we heard in someone told me we're looking at San Bernardino County as supposedly, you know, making it even more rigid so that pastors can't videotape their sermon behind their pulpit, even with only a cameraman at church. We're looking into that. That would clearly be crossing the line because in the California code that we have with a mandate is a clear clause exempting religious faith-based organizations for meeting for telecommunication purposes and like this. So we're going to have to deal with some on the local level, apparently, who are crossing the line already.
Brad, how do you get into a court? How do you get into a judge for a temporary order when the courts are pretty much closed down right now?
We can still go into court, federal or state court, and file for a temporary restraining order that lasts for 10 days, and then we'd have a motion for a preliminary injunction. That relief is still there. The courts are not completely shut down. The federal courts are still active. We're still moving ahead and litigating, and we still have motions and deadlines. So that is still there. It's still present, and we at Pacific Justice Institute are giving, you know, wise counsel to religious institutions, churches, synagogues as things are continually changing. At the same time, though, we are keeping our powder dry and are not going to let government have any leniency at all when they cross the line as far as the restrictions and limitations violating the constitutional rights of these institutions, given the amount of time and the facts involved.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I don't know how they're going to hang their head on some of these things, because when you talk about right now, you know, in Los Angeles, I don't know if people know this, but really and truly, the L.A. mayor is actually encouraging people to snitch on their neighbors and others when they're not following the rules. And if you don't have a mask on, they actually want to throw you in jail. Now, they've released like 3,500 prisoners because they're afraid they might get the coronavirus or they might help it spread. Yet we're going to put people in there that didn't wear masks for whatever reason, number one. Number two is that, you know, just before this outbreak, we were seeing plagues and diseases coming back that we haven't had in centuries, decades, because of the homeless people and what they were, you know, putting on the street and such. It just seems to be one big piece of hypocrisy after another. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, yeah, it is sort of crazy. Also, like when you have the press room, you know, the media, yeah. You know, they're sitting there in these rows, and there's spaces in between them, but they're still meeting and they're still having these press conferences, and the media are there, and very, you know, entitled. With a very much of entitlement, you know, perspective, and yet you can't have that same structure in a church with people sitting so many feet apart from each other and spaced apart from each other. You know, is there more of a compelling? Is it more of a fundamental right to have for reporters to be at a press conference than for people to be able to worship? You know, those
apparently,
are the things
yes.
that we're looking at, and once again, as things continue to press on, as the facts begin to change and this virus goes down, You're going to see right now there's a lot of grace. A lot of these churches and synagogues across America are giving lots of grace to their government because of the circumstances. But if they do not ease up as they should and equally and fairly, you will see legal challenges starting to sprout up across the country to hold government in check. And that's our desire, is to keep them in check, because we know they have abused power in the past, and we've even seen it in varying degrees already, like what we've heard about in San Bernardino County, for example.
Oh, no, to a big degree, I'm loving this, because I'm looking at what's going on, and this may help finally put some of these challenges to bed as to what kind of, whether the rules apply equally across the board or what. Again, when you see places that are allowed to stay open, get a liquor store, because they're essential. Hello? But apparently, yeah. Jesus ain't, but liquor is. I don't know how that works, but not the smartest guy in the room either, usually. So, yeah. All right. You're helping churches, or you're informing churches on what's going on, what their legal rights are. I mean, I think this is going to end up being a bit of a battle. The Freedom of Religion freaks are probably not happy about this already, but this new CARES Act that passed last week, or that the president put into motion. The churches / nonprofits, religious organizations are going to be able to take advantage of this. And you know as well as I do that somewhere down the road, one of these people are not going to be happy about it. And they're going to make a big stink about it. We're going to go for a quick break, though. I don't want to get into the answer, because I want people to hear this. Joe Messina, host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute joins us. He'll still be with us on the other side of the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting the Paycheck Protection Program. During a White House briefing, the president says the program has been so successful, he's asking Congress for more money.
Paycheck Protection Program has been incredible. So based on the incredible success of the program, I'm announcing that I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the Paycheck Protection which will help keep Americans employed to facilitate a quick and full recovery. We're doing very well.
The number of people who died from COVID-19 is continuing to grow. It passed 12,000 this afternoon, only a few hours after crossing the 11,000 threshold. Johns Hopkins University researchers say nearly 380,000 people are infected with the virus in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5516. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let me just bring it back on. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does pretty much every week, to kind of talk about the issues of the day, what from a legal aspect, a legal standpoint, what he can do to help you, what their organization does. And, Brad, why don't you tell people about PJI?
You bet. Pacific Justice Institute. We're a nonprofit legal defense organization specializing in defending religious freedom for everyone, parents' rights, the sanctity of human lives. We do it all without charge, and we're very unique. We do this work all across the United States with a huge team of attorneys. We have 9 offices, and we do our work in a way that doesn't cherry-pick just certain people or certain cases. We work hard to make sure no one is left on the side of the road, no one's turned away when it comes to our area of expertise, and that's very, very unique in the United States and what we do at Pacific Justice Institute. So if anyone needs assistance or they want to keep up with our cases, our legal insider, we have 47 cases in active litigation right now, or they'd like more information about what we're doing in terms of their churches or and their rights, we have memos for 20 states plus on our website. And then even the information about the upcoming seminar we're going to be having this Thursday, which will be on our website, too, if this is heard after the seminar, so that people can learn all about how they can get financial relief for their business, for their private Christian school, religious school, or their church or synagogue. That's going to be available and with all the resources to make that very relatively easy. So we're really working on double time to go out of our way to serve people so they can get the financial relief and resources they need to do what they feel called and led to do.
All right, so let's get back to this now. I was joking with you during the break, and I said, you're going to make those freedom from religion freaks crazy because, you know, this is taxpayer money, and these are Christian religious churches, and you can't have a mix of church and state. How are you going to get around that one, buddy?
Well, the majority of the Supreme Court, I didn't say all, but the majority, maybe even seven, up to seven, on the Supreme Court, but at least five, have a solid precedent in case law that we've seen somewhat respected and holding its own, which basically says that government can give out benefits to churches. They can engage in benign neutrality. So as long as they don't say only certain religious groups are benefiting, or only necessarily only religious groups, and as long as they're benign in how they're implementing it and impartial, then it's fine. It's okay. And the courts have held that before. For example, an old case where, ironically, the phrase separation of church and state sort of was resurrected was involving a community that wanted to provide busing of the children and school bus rides to both the public school and the private school. And the court said, hey, as long as they're being neutral and they're not just only having it just to the Catholic school, but other private Christian schools and other religious schools, the government can do that. There's no problem with them providing that benefit. So this is solid, and the subsequent case law dealing with under President George W. Bush, his faith doctrine dealing with businesses and helping churches fund programs like for the homeless and things. That's all been upheld, and there's no problem there. But if anyone is sued, anyone is challenged, you can be assured we at Pacific Justice Institute will not hesitate to take that on. We've gone head-to-head with those organizations before, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, for example, and have a very great track record.
I love those guys. I got to tell you, I love those guys. I love talking about their argument because, when you're that... when you're that mad or that hateful about something, you really don't make great choices or great arguments if you were, right? I just think it's amazing. I really do appreciate them. They keep us on our toes. We do need to be challenged from time to time, don't you think?
Yes. Oh, yes. That is actually, in a way, a good thing. In fact, I know Michael Newdow personally. He's actually a friendly acquaintance, and I told him I congratulated him after one of our legal spats in court, and for his doing an excellent job making his argument. I said, of course, I disagree with you. I said, but if you ever change your perspective on the First Amendment, I said I'd love to have someone with your skill set working for Pacific Justice Institute, and we've been on good terms ever since, even though we argue in the debate in court. And but there are some out there who are just totally just vehement and just despise any expression of faith in any way, shape, or form, in any capacity. And and we have to go to bat to defend religious freedom. And hopefully Michael will change his mind someday. But in the meantime, we're going to have a lot of probably friendly, respectful litigation against one another for quite some time.
You know, there's a case right now brewing in Charlotte, North Carolina. And for people who are just tuning in, I love blindsiding Brad with this stuff. We're checking out his legal prowess as I do this. But anyhow, there's a case brewing in Charlotte right now where some of these Planned Parenthoods, some of these abortion clinics are open because they're considered or they're deemed essential services. You know, you're not going to tell me they're providing health services for women because they're not. But anyway, there was a small group that was outside one of those clinics. It's called Cities for Life, and they were engaged in sidewalk counseling outside the health center, right? And they're not being nasty, and they're not being mean, and they're not being forceful. They're simply praying for these individuals and kind of counseling them out there that this isn't their only option. And the police are arresting them for gathering, you know, for having too many of them together in this kind of thing. Are they just left out in the cold? Do they have a leg to stand on?
Yeah, they do, so long as they have proper distancing. And what they're doing, they're taking the proper methodology and recourse to protect themselves. We're defending a group like that in Oregon right now at Grants Pass. They've been blindsided by the police once, twice. We filed a civil lawsuit now to keep government in check because we just continue to see this bullying taking place. And also, with regards to the abortion clinics, the fact that they're open, that doesn't mean they have the right to squelch other speech. In fact, I'm pleased to announce that I just found out today that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the state of Texas' decision to determine that abortion clinics are not an essential service and can be shut down and are shut down in the state of Texas.
Wow.
while this is taking place. Hats off to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm not so sure we'd get that from the Ninth Circuit at this stage. but at the very least, we can defend the rights of people, free speech to be engaging and ministering in a matter that is safe and in compliant with the compelling interest for because of this disease.
You know, I find it, and this is not a legal opinion, it's a personal opinion, but I find it interesting now, with all the hype that's going on, they're getting nervous. The experts are nervous. Why? Because all of a sudden, the virus is flatlining. You know, it's not growing like it was. They're saying it may peter out pretty soon here. And they're not going to reach their predictions. Well, thank God they're not. I mean, they're not going to meet their predictions of millions and millions and millions of people. That are going to get this, right?
Right. Yeah. No. Just recently, it was estimated between 100,000 and 240,000. And when they said that, I thought they'd probably be estimating a little on the high side for shock value, to try to compel people to take it all the more seriously. But recently, a new study was out which projected it to be somewhere between roughly 45,000 and I think 96,000. That's still high numbers, but considering last year 60,000, I believe it was, died of the influenza virus,
yep,
flu virus, that's a significant improvement in terms of forecasting, and I hope it holds true.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you. I think we overblew this. I think we went way overboard on something that shouldn't have been. We should have gone this far with it, if you would. Yeah, we need to protect people. We need to make sure everybody's okay. But there is, even the experts are saying some of this was way overboard, way overdoing. And they're trying to kind of leave it open-ended, you know, for version two by saying this could be cyclical. So this may come up again next year. Anyway, we'll hit more of this on the break, on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. If you listen to Real Side on GCN Live, we'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hundred and 6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Let me bring him back on because we got so much to talk about. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Sure.
So, let's just talk about some of the crazy stuff, going on in the news today. New York City, that wonderful mayor that runs New York City, he is threatening to close churches down permanently, churches and synagogues, and if they break the law at all. Now, he's kind of reaching there. He's kind of stretching. You can't close a church down permanently, right?
No, absolutely not. We would gladly take him to federal court so fast if he had actually attempted to do that or did anything to actually implement that kind of a policy. So, he's overstepping. De Blasio way overstepped that one. And, we wouldn't let that fly for one moment.
I hope he steps in it. I'm sorry, but I really do. I hope he steps in it big time. And because I believe the more of these things we get in front of the Supreme Court and or the district courts, the faster we'll get some of this craziness put aside or put to bed, if you would. And I don't understand totally how the law works, but I'm always amazed that when the Supreme Court takes on an issue, they don't issue sweeping rulings. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this "In God We Trust" keeps coming up, whether it's in the Pledge of Allegiance or a song or what have you. And you know, you talk about Newdow earlier. You know, guys like them are always taking us to court to get it off the money, off the fly, you know, off of everything. And you would think that at some point in time, the Supreme Court would just issue a blanket ruling like they've done with abortion and say, look, stop. These terms, these verbiages are okay in songs and tradition. Same thing with crosses. You know, you've defended these things where you've had a cross up in a town or a city for 100 years. Nobody but the idiot driving through town is offended by it. And it's used as a reminder of the people who died. These are not things that are against our Constitution, are they?
Oh, they're definitely protected. In fact, we've helped crosses stay open before there was even a lawsuit. Sometimes cities would contact us, and we tell them exactly what they need to do to make it a closed-shut case so that they're not going to have a problem about having to worry about litigating. And then if they do get sued, we'll represent them without charge. But the case law is pretty solid in this regard. When you have a valid secular interest, i.e. recognizing people who fought and died in war, for those symbols to be utilized, that is constitutional, and we see them in public monuments and documents and even in Washington carved in marble and in granite. So it is protected, and so long as it's not the government proselytizing and none of those things qualify for that standard.
Oh, there you go. I find it interesting, though. Some of our monuments, some of our buildings that our founding fathers were around for, who watched them being built and or, you know, gave direction on how to build them, have scripture engraved on them. You know,
right.
You know, who was it? Thomas Jefferson? He actually signed his proclamations and documents, not in the year of our Lord, but he actually signed them in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so what are they going to do? They're going to sue to have those removed from his documents? How could you say they wanted nothing to do with this? I don't understand it. I've never understood how the Supreme Court and other courts have ruled for the separation when you see these things on a regular basis. I'm just floored. I don't get it. I'm not educated enough to get it or something. Can you enlighten us?
Yeah. Well, if you look at original intent, which is what we really need to do, especially when we look at things like the Constitution of the United States, we have to look at what our founding fathers intended and what they said and what they were documented saying and doing. And to ignore that just opens the door for tyranny and for an easy slipping away of our fundamental rights that are protecting the Constitution. And right now there's the growing attempts to try to disqualify our founding fathers because of things that they did or said at the time. Well, when you take today's standards and you use them to judge someone in a different time in a different era, it's always going to be problematic. And that's a very cheap way for people today to try to justify changing what was intended and memorialized through our Constitution and by our founding fathers. So we're going to see that attempted more and more through universities, through very liberal establishments, and students have tried to do it. But it's denying history. It's the accuracy and truthfulness of history, which is true history, and that's what we must preserve for our posterity.
No, I agree with you, and you talk about that. I think that when, my understanding anyway, is that when laws are being or bills are being presented, even in the early days of this country, there were journalists there. I mean, congressional journalists, you know, legislative journalists, who were writing down the notes from the argument, who were writing down the intent of the argument in case, oh my God, think of this. We ever wanted to go back and say, Why in God's creation did they put that law into place? Or why did they bring that bill forward? And you can read the journal and find out what the arguments were. And
right.
We don't do that anymore, right? I mean, the how many times has the Supreme Court, see, I'm putting you on the spot, honey. How many times has the Supreme Court said, our founding, we're ruling this way because our founding fathers wanted. I always see them in the rulings, when I read some of them, they go back to another judge's, a previous ruling or another judge's ruling, and I'm going, wait a minute, who cares what that judge said? What does the Constitution say? What did our founding fathers want, right?
Yeah, at the end of the day, that is the most important question to ask is, what does the Constitution say based on original intent? Subsequent decisions by courts are there as tools to help provide a stable consistency, but it all comes back to what is the Constitution and what was the original intent, and a strict scrutiny of the language that was utilized to derive that original intent is very, very important. So, yeah, that's a problem. It can be very problematic when we look at those who don't respect the Constitution wanting to evaporate our rights. And we're dealing that with that today with the coronavirus. It's one thing for them to argue there's a compelling state interest. It's another thing when we see local politicians coming down with mandates that are just way out, that really don't meet the tests of qualifying and legitimizing the action of government that in some way creates a burden on religious freedom. It's not an absolute right. And when we see, for example, like I told you, a county in California has allegedly, San Bernardino allegedly told churches in writing that you can't even have a video broadcast from your church, just with the pastor and the video, the cameraman. You can't have that in your church. You have to be closed down. And yet we see, Walmarts and Home Depots filled with people. There's something clearly, clearly wrong there. We at Pacific Justice, needless to say, are researching that very point right now. And we'll hopefully get that matter resolved soon.
Listen, I don't even have a legal degree, and I'm driving down the road looking at stuff like this and I'm just scratching my head trying to figure it out. So, I got one home do-it center that actually says they're going to limit how many people go in the store. They've got a line out front that's a mile long. People are 6 feet apart. And then you got the other home improvement store. There is no line out front. The parking lot's full. People are moving through the warehouse. Nobody's hacking, coughing, and screaming. And I look at all this. Say Costco's open, And you say to yourself, really? I mean, like they have a less of a chance of spreading than people sitting in a church, worshiping and or just listening to someone to speak and teach. Come on, really?
Yeah, or just even allowing a pastor and his big cameraman just to record the sermon from the church. We're seeing some extreme actions. Then we had the mayor of New York with his threat to permanently shut down churches and synagogues. These are things that why we exist at Pacific Justice is at times like now when it seems somewhat, justifiable to do it, we need to hold things in check, even when it's fear and compulsion tries to get us to look the other way. We still need to keep government in check to make sure that they're still meeting their burden of proof of a compelling state interest and narrowly tailored restrictions that are absolutely necessary.
It's funny. I think we have people listening to my show because you keep using that compelling interest, and now I start hearing it all over the place. And I think what's happening is people starting to push back on some of the rules instead of being pushed down on churches and what have you. And I think it's right, my own personal opinion. All right, real quick, 20 seconds, how do people find you?
Yes, go to our website, pacificjustice.org. And to get information about the seminar that we're going to have online available, go to our website so they can take advantage of these wonderful financial resources through the CARES Act, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org.
Great. You know what, people? Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. I've got Dr. Gerard Lomero who's going to join us. You're going to learn a lot about the virus and how it's not going to spread any further. We'll be back in a few minutes.